to Nature, Elton John and Country Comforts, and the Farmer's Boys with their Aces version of the Cliff Richard song, In the Country. At 8:15, the full English breakfast show. 50 tickets left for the Club Viva Nova Luxury Lifestyle Gala Dinner, taking place on Saturday the 12th of December at the Fairmont Monte Carlo. Morning, Xavier. For the benefit of Chances for Children and the Animal Fund, it's a 1 p.m. champagne aperitif, professional photo call, four-course gourmet dinner, premium international wines, live entertainment, a charity auction. You can view the 2020 charity auction catalogue online. Champagne and vodka 23 digestif and carriages at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at clubvivanova.com. Clubvivanova.com. 50 tickets left, so get in now. Right, it's down for a full house. Did quite well last week.
Come on then. Question. Well, 1974 is the year.
Yes.
In the UK, it was marked, of course, by the three-day week, two general elections, a state of emergency in Northern Ireland. A New Year's Day is celebrated as a public holiday for the first time. Liverpool win the FA Cup for the second time, beating Newcastle United.
Had to get that in, didn't you?
And McDonald's opened their first UK restaurant. Also, this female singer was born on this day in 1974 from a British girl group who had the 1998 UK number one and US number four single with Never Ever.
Used to go out with Liam Gallagher, and her name is Nicole Appleton.
Well done. Yes. Question number two on this day.
What's the name of the, All Saints,
yes. On this day in the US, Carl Douglas started a two-week run at number one with which single?
Kung Fu Fighting.
Correct. And finally, what was at number one on this day in 1974 in the UK? A song by an American artist who was a gang member in LA. And after his brother's murder and doing time in prison, he heard Elvis Presley singing It's Now or Never on the radio, which he later credited with changing the course of his life. He left the gang life and began singing love songs.
1974. 1974.
Number one on this day in the UK in 1974. And it wasn't at all Christmassy.
Barry White.
Well done. And?
Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
No.
You're my first, my last, my
well
everything.
Done. Yeah, correct. It was also used in TV commercials for Black Cherry and Vanilla Coke.
Was it Vanilla Coke? Yuck. Mm.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have a nice weekend?
There's lots going on in markets. Do you think we should get to that rather than this tittle-tattle?
Go ahead. It was a good week last week.
Rather than this small talk.
Yeah, fine.
Yes, do it. Equity markets began December as they finished record-breaking November on a positive tone. Sentiment being driven higher by a revival in US stimulus talks, robust economic data coming from China, an OPEC Plus agreement to partially delay production increases. However, as we know, it's really been progress on vaccines that's been moving markets as candidates apply for and get expedited approval. Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine been approved in the UK will be rolled out this week. Three vaccines are expected to be approved more widely by year end, the second wave of approvals in early 2021, suggesting that the US and Europe could achieve population immunity by the third quarter of next year, and that's helping to solidify expectations of a sustainable economic recovery through 2021. Barclays has increased its global growth forecast next year to 5.6%. Sentiment also boosted by signs that we're getting progress on an additional stimulus package in the United States. The gap is certainly shrinking between the two sides. Bipartisan group of senators has proposed a $908 billion package in an effort to break the impasse. That would include money for small business aid, unemployment benefits, and support for state and local governments. Timing, still possible to get an agreement this year, perhaps most likely to be approved next year. Impact, good for sentiment, but unlikely to dramatically change the immediate growth trajectory for the US economy. But say, markets certainly in good shape. US stocks climbed to an all-time high. All four major indexes closing at record levels for the first time since January 2018. S&P 500 was up 1.7% last week. It's up 14% year-to-date. In Europe, equities perhaps a little bit more subdued, but did rise for a fifth straight week. Stock 600 was up 0.2%, led by the energy sector. Dollar looking a little bit weaker last week, in fact posting its biggest weekly decline in five, languishing near 2.5-year lows. Opening calls on the European bourses this morning, currently calling FTSE down 4 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 57 points. CAC corner in Paris off 21 points.
Goodness me, you've come out fighting this morning, haven't you, really?
We're on it today.
Yeah.
I know you always have a sleepy Monday. It's a couple of lazy records and a gentle meander through the press. Not with Mr. Potts. Monday morning, I'm on it.
Do you have any fish this weekend?
Any fish? No, what, British fish?
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of fish if we don't do a deal with the European Union, because that's where we sell it all. So, yeah. Listen, I think it's bizarre. I still feel the pieces will fall into place. This is typical European negotiating tactics and in UK negotiating tactics. And I still believe that a deal is in the offing. You know, there's all sorts of negative talk and poor mood music, but I don't think we're at that stage.
Had some very nice Dover sole on Saturday, actually.
Had some what, Dover sole?
Very nice Dover sole. I thought, get in there before the balloon goes up.
And enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Giving up your British passport, you take a French residency, you've really got to immerse yourself in delicacies of France now, haven't you?
Who said anything about giving up my British passport?
Well, we're taking it off you.
Because
you can't have it.
No. I'm afraid it's all totally
Brexit
legal
means
to have
Brexit.
Both. Yeah,
goodbye,
you can get on with it.
Britain for you. Grande Bretagne is no more.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Well, not even the markets were deflected by the non-farm payroll numbers on Friday, which weren't terribly good.
No, we're kind of back in that region of bad news is good news once again in terms of what it means for stimulus. But you're right to say the reports illustrated the rise in coronavirus cases is weighing on activity and impacting the labour market recovery. Payroll employment slowing sharply from prior months, particularly in retail, leisure and hospitality sectors. Headline numbers, US economy created 245,000 jobs last month. Markets, remember, were looking for a figure closer to 550,000. It's also substantially slower than October's 610,000. The unemployment rate actually dropped. It was down 0.2% to 6.7%, but that was primarily driven by a lower participation rate. Impact of the report, let's say numbers show the recovery momentum is slowing, although there have been solid gains in hours worked and income over the course of the quarter. Despite the downturn in December, US economy is still on track for growth around 6% in Q4. Then we expect a flat Q1 2021. But I think the report will add to pressures on Congress for a more aggressive fiscal package. And you could argue probably to a lesser extent, the Fed to lengthen the duration of its monthly Treasury purchases.
And OPEC gradually increasing supply. I mean, it's a fine balance between increasing supply and oversupply, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's right. Brent trading higher this morning, above $49 a barrel mark, this after OPEC Plus Alliance eventually agreed to a slowly reduced output cuts next year. The producers will release a further 500,000 barrels per day from January. Remember, that's well below the 2 million barrels per day penciled in. But it's another step towards normalised levels after the 9.7 million barrels per day cut in April. That was around 10% of global supply, though it was reduced later in the year. Decision comes as demand continues to bounce back. Demand for petrol and diesel has recovered to around 90% of normal levels, although demand for jet fuel is running somewhere close to 50% of pre-pandemic rates. Uneven recovery, as we know. Demand in Asia has been strong. Europe, the US is certainly much more lackluster. Supply has also been picking up. Production in Libya has been rising. US production has been increasing following the hurricane disruption. In terms of our forecast, we think Brent will average $53 a barrel next year, edging up towards $60 by the fourth quarter, if indeed that strong recovery does play out.
Foreign exchanges, please. Pound's a bit weaker.
Pound's been a little bit weaker as we continue to watch Brexit, but dollar's been weak, of course. So looking good against the dollar, weaker against the euro. Pound against the dollar this morning, 1.34. Euro dollar coming in at 1.21. 1 euro, 10.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Glad to see you're in fighting form this morning.
Rocking it today, rocking it. Come on for it. Bring it on.
Right, talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts from Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
The president of the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region, Renaud Muselier, has announced a distribution of 100,000 antigenic tests in some 1,900 pharmacies in the region. The elected representative calls for the network of pharmacies in the region to screen as much as possible before Christmas. As the French government calls for smaller gatherings over Christmas and New Year in an attempt to avoid a resumption of the epidemic, Muselière wishes to limit contamination between members of the same family during the festive season by getting as many people tested as possible. Meanwhile, France has exceeded 55,000 deaths from COVID-19. The number of deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours is down at 174 compared to 216 the day before. 11,000 new cases of COVID have been declared in the last 24 hours, and the number of patients in intensive care has continued to decline to 3,210. This is according to data from Public Health France. However, the figures from Public Health France are not yet those set out by the French President Emmanuel Macron on November the 24th in order to lift the lockdown on the 15th of December, which is in less than 10 days' time. Macron had set out two conditions for the lifting of lockdown. Firstly, that the number of daily cases fell to around 5,000 per day. And secondly, that there are between 2,500 to 3,000 people in intensive care. While the figures are rather encouraging, they are still far from the objective set by the president. In other news, Paris has seen another weekend of violence after thousands took to the streets on Saturday in protest against the French government's new security law. Clashes erupted between police and protesters. The march in Paris was one of 100 planned throughout France on Saturday. The new clashes came after French President Emmanuel Macron had given an online Q&A session aimed at young people, which was seen as an attempt by the president to win credibility with younger generations concerned by recent police brutality. Macron defended concerns, saying that when you have a skin colour that is not white, you're checked much more by police, you're identified as a problem factor, and that cannot be justified. His comments, however, sparked a furious backlash from police unions who called on officers to stop carrying out ID checks in protest. A Christmas tree has been put up on the Promenade des Anglais in Nice as a tribute to the 86 victims of the Nice attack of July the 14th, 2016. The pensioner behind the idea didn't lose a loved one in the attack, but told local press that he felt the need to do something to participate in the memory of those that lost their lives. Passers-by have been invited to decorate the tree, which boasts 86 lights, one for each victim. Louis Boudin says he hopes that the idea will motivate the 360 mayors of France to also put a tree in front of their town halls for all terror attacks throughout the world, concluding that maybe the idea could become a worldwide action. In a move improving both safety and reliability for its customers, Monaco Telecom has received certification from CertiTrust, guaranteeing the security of customer data and along with backup services in the event of an incident. The recognition is essential in providing a better guarantee of security for customers. Managing Director Martin Perronet said, "We owe it to our customers in Monaco. The principality's digital transformation and its digital economy can now rely on infrastructures which meet the highest international standards." And finally, the largest pharmacy in Europe is to open its doors in Cap 3000 today. The shopping centre in Saint-Laurent-du-Var will welcome the 2,500 square metre space, making it the largest in Europe.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, there were four games in the English Premier League on Sunday. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Tottenham Hotspur are ahead of Liverpool on goal difference at the top of the Premier League table. Spurs beat their North London rivals Arsenal 2-0, watched by the BBC's football correspondent John Murray.
This was quite the treat for Tottenham's returning supporters as they saw Jose Mourinho's team do a job on their North London rivals. Their twin peaks, Harry Kane and Son Heung-min, combined for both first-half goals. Kane set Son away to score the most glorious of openers, bending over and beyond goalkeeper Leno. And Son returned the favour for Kane to lash in off the crossbar, a record 12th goal in a North London derby for him. And then the other side of Mourinho's team did the rest, holding Arsenal at bay throughout the second half and ending the weekend where they started it on top of the league.
Fans were also back at Anfield and they saw Liverpool beat Wolverhampton Wanderers 4-0 through Mo Salah, Gino Wijnaldum, Joel Matip and an own goal. And Jurgen Klopp was a happy Liverpool boss.
The game, the atmosphere, it was so nice. We came in and we had directly goosebumps. Eh? So you thought, oh my God. I had no idea. It's too long ago that I had 2,000 people in the stadium, to be honest. So you don't know it anymore. And not only the cop, but over here and on the main stand, they started You Never Walk Alone. And so like, it was really nice.
Jamie Vardy scored a winner in added time for Leicester City, who moved back into the top four with a 2-1 victory away at the bottom club Sheffield United. And Wilfried Zaha and Christian Benteke scored a couple of goals apiece as Crystal Palace thrashed 10-man West Bromwich Albion by 5-1. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Oh, Klopp was happy this week then.
Very happy.
Yeah, unlike last week. I'm really impressed with Harry Kane as well. I mean, we know he could score goals, but I mean, his all-round play is absolutely fantastic now. He's had a really good game yesterday. One game tonight, Brighton play Southampton. In the Scottish Premiership on Sunday, Rangers were 4-0 winners at Ross County, while Celtic shared a 1-1 draw against St Johnstone. Rugby Union England have won the Autumn Nations Cup following a tight 22-19 victory over France at Twickenham. Owen Farrell kicked a winning sudden-death penalty after an understrength France side had taken the hosts all the way. Farrell's kicking had been uncharacteristically wayward during the match, and his side had needed a last-minute try from Luke Cowan-Dickie to take the game into sudden death.
I felt for France.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Jones said that the style of play was totally disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, and they also had a lot of top players out because the clubs wouldn't release them, so they were unlucky, but yes. Formula One, Sergio Perez and the Racing Point has won the Sakhir Grand Prix in Bahrain after a pit stop error and a late puncture put paid to George Russell's hopes of a maiden victory. Felt really sorry for him as well. Now, Russell was driving Mercedes in the absence of Lewis Hamilton, and he was on his way to a famous victory before a late safety car, and he went into the pits for an unnecessary tyre change. The mix-up saw the team put the wrong tyres on his car, and he had to stop again to fit a correct set. The confusion put him down to fifth, and then a puncture as he was chasing down Perez put paid to his chances. Esteban Ocon in the Renault finished second, with Lance Stroll in the second Racing Point in third. Cricket, England's tour of South Africa appears to be over after today's one-day international was postponed. Two unnamed players in the England party have reportedly tested positive for COVID-19 and management are waiting for independent confirmation. Games on Friday and yesterday were also called off after a positive test in the South Africa camp. And in golf, tributes have been paid to the BBC golf commentator and former player Peter Allis, who's died at the age of 89. Allis was known as the voice of golf to fans around the world, and he'd been commentating for the BBC for more than half a century. He was made lead commentator after retiring as a player in 1978, then most recently commentated at the US Masters just a month ago. In 2012, he was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in the Lifetime Achievement category. Here's the marine weather forecast for coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle of Maritime and the VAR. The general situation is a depression, 997 millibars stationary over the Ligurian Sea. Wind to west southwesterly, force 4 to 6, locally force 7 west of the Cap d'Antibes, dropping to force 2 to 4 this afternoon. The sea is moderate to locally rough, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat, 998 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, cloudy, force 2 to 4 variable winds, slight seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are west-southwesterly, force 5 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 999 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, showers, force 3 to 5, southwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas, and good visibility.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Clouding over as the day goes on with rain forecast this evening, moderate westerly winds, top temperature 11 degrees this afternoon, overnight lows 8 degrees on the coast, 5 degrees inland with outbreaks of rain. Tuesday, Wednesday, sunshine and possible showers tomorrow, fine on Wednesday, highs of 10 to 12 degrees. Finally.
Recently uncovered notes reveal that Isaac Newton attempted to uncover the secrets of the pyramids in Egypt while proving his theory of gravity.
Sir Isaac Newton, please.
If you wish. The unpublished notes are thought to have been written in the 1680s and only discovered 200 years ago after Newton's death. After 200 years, rather, after Newton's death, are now being sold at Sotheby's and are expected to go for hundreds and thousands of pounds. Bidding closes on Tuesday. Sir Isaac Newton, who studied the pyramids in the late 17th century, believed that finding out how the pyramids were made would unlock other secrets about the world. He was desperately trying to work out the unit of measurement the ancient Egyptians used while making the pyramids. However, the notes appear burnt around the edges, which allegedly happened after his dog, Diamond, jumped onto the table and tipped over a candle. Bet you didn't know you had a dog called Diamond.
I didn't. You're going into Dan Brown territory now, aren't you? Secret societies, Rosicrucians and all that kind of stuff. You're up to date. The news is on the website, RivieraRadio.mc.